Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Celebrate the season, haven't eaten all day. My tummy is growling cause I've been saving up space. I've got my place at the table, can't fit no more on my plate. I've got my fork in my hand, ready to stuff my face. So bring on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes, cause I ain't messing around with them buttoned up britches. You got them skinny jeans on, girl, I feel sorry for you, cause I just tried it.
Oh, yeah.
I got my stretchy pants on.
I think we're all wearing our stretchy pants this morning. Even though it was 2 days ago, we're still wearing our stretchy pants. Oh, yeah. Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to everyone. We got a sausage stretch going on today, so come on in. Welcome in. Have a seat, because in the room, I got BW.
Thank you for joining us. What's up? How y'all doing?
I got Lyric.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning.
And this is Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
And like I said, thank you for joining us. And, of course, you know we're streaming live from Orange County.
That's right. If you're new to Your Weekly Dose, our podcast is all about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day through laughter.
Yep, you know we like to make you laugh or we talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we have done recently because, you know, the things that connect us all and the thing that make us all human. Laughter is the best medicine.
That's right. To all of our listeners, old and new, we love it when you guys are a part of the show, so join us in the conversation by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
And you can also send us a message via X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
Yep, you can also connect with us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Well, we got a heck of a show for you guys today. We got a special call-in visitor later on today.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be doing some top trending items for shopping because, you know, yesterday was Black Friday, of course. So it's shopping time now. We got some Thanksgiving horror stories. We got What's News. And let's see if these guys can do Name That Kazoo Tune.
Ooh.
Later on. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. So not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through our iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show. Of course, today's theme song is Stretchy Pants because Lord knows we need it after Thursday. I don't know how you guys are doing. You guys still look thin. I don't
why
know
is that so
doing.
Catchy? Why is that?
Because it's true. That's why. And, of course, it's Stretchy Pants by Carrie Underwood. And as always, guys, remember you can get any other music that we play on our show simply at our main sponsor, which is Amazon.com. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark it, and shop to your heart's delight because every time you guys shop there through our banner, we get a little cha-ching, and that keeps us on the air. So we love that when that happens.
Oh, just buy socks then. A whole lot of socks.
A whole lot of socks, underwear. Yeah, cut them open and hand them out to everybody. That's all you got to do. Just hand them out to everybody.
Everybody get one sock.
Then you guys get one sock.
Nah, you don't get the pair, you get one.
Everyone's gonna be walking around in a circle.
Pair up, people, pair up.
For real.
Do you guys shop at Amazon that often, though? Or?
Yeah,
man. Amazon, I mean, rule the world, man.
Yes, deliver it right to your door. Just
the same the day?
Not the same day now. Yo,
sometimes the same day, yeah.
I've ordered stuff at like 2, no, no, I'm just like 6, late. 7 in the morning.
Yeah. And it gets there.
And by like 2, 3 in the afternoon, it's on my doorstep.
That's crazy.
But it's only if you live in L.A. Like my mom's live in Arkansas, and I order her some.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like 3-4 days yeah. later. But out here, you get the same day, man.
Back order.
Amazon, I'm telling you, Amazon rule the world, man.
They do such a good job. I mean, I can't tell you how many things I've ordered through Amazon. You know, where sometimes I'll go to a store, look for something, and I know they've carried it before, but they don't have it now. And I go, damn. Right. So I got to jump on Amazon and then boom, so, it's
so
there.
Is it bad if you go to the store to just see what they have and then go home and then order it on Amazon?
Well, it depends on what it is.
People do that, yo. People do that.
Because I want to test it out. I want to touch it.
People do that, and then I go home and be like, I'm going to order it. Some people do that. Some people do everything from Amazon because you can order your groceries. You can order tea. Like, you can do anything on Amazon.
It's just some things you got to touch, like a mattress or something. Y'all want to feel my mattress. I don't want to order it just blindly. So you go touch it, and then you be like, I'm going to go home, bro.
Exactly.
Have it delivered to the house.
It's the way to do it, though, man. I mean, that was a smart. Whoever started that company up, man, they were smart in doing that. So
Jeff Bezos, man.
Yeah, is that who it was?
Yeah.
It started from reading books.
Amazon was a book joint. I remember. My mom used to get it when I was little. It was before the Kindle. Like it was. I remember my mom used to get it with the paperback. Then he went to music, and then he went to, you know what I'm saying,
bought the rest of the world.
Yeah. So now he on world domination. He's like the brain, yo, and he, I don't know who his pinky is, but he's the brain.
I'm not going to believe that.
I like that one.
I believe that. Yeah,
he's the brain.
Like,
he
the
brain.
I don't know who his pinky is.
I'll be pinky. I'll be pinky. I don't mind being pinky. Oh man. Well, it is definitely 2 days after Thanksgiving, and Lord knows,
still eating Thanksgiving food.
Oh God, I had two lunches, dinner and lunch yesterday. Just nothing but leftovers.
You're going to enjoy what I brought you. You're going to enjoy. I brought it from grandma's house.
Oh, man.
See, and that's.
I only had one thing of leftovers. See, that's all I had. I only had the joint I took from your family house.
I went to my grandma's house. Then I went to my cousin's house. So I had the
two. So we went down.
Yeah. No. It was level. It was level?
So she learned from grandma.
Oh, no. This is two separate sides.
Okay.
So she had her own seasonings and stuff. So it was a whole different. The dessert came from my cousin. So the sweet potato cheesecake.
We're going to try that. I've never tried that.
I had to double take when she said it. I said, huh?
How do you even do that, yo?
You didn't pause between those two desserts. You said
it like they're the same thing.
Sweet potato cheesecake. Not sweet potato.
And cheesecake.
Yeah.
Man, you know, and that's just it, too, is that there's so many different things that you can do with cheesecake. So many different flavors and stuff like that.
I never would have thought of sweet potato.
Yeah. And
you got sweet potato fries.
Yeah, but that's...
You have a sweet potato pie.
But it's a potato, so potato fries is...
That makes sense. That makes sense. It's a, when you say cheesecake again, that makes you pause like, hold on, what? Like, say that again?
Say that again.
Yeah. But sweet potato pie, though, it's almost like a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
But sweet potato...
I love sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie.
I don't know what pumpkin pie is.
Pumpkin pie is delicious, too. Oh, man. It's just delicious.
Yeah, I killed mine last night.
Yeah, man.
I had the last two pieces. Well, at least it looked like two pieces to me.
That was the last argument I got on Thanksgiving because somebody brought me a slice of pumpkin pie and I thought it was sweet potato. And I bit into it and I was like, what is this?
Yeah. I'm not familiar with
what did
this
you
fruit.
Just bring? The hell is this?
Oh, man.
Why'd you have food coloring in it? It made me think.
Well, since we're all talking about that, you know what? Let's go ahead and catch up with each other.
I'm coming up with a TikTok dance for this.
There you go.
Maybe with a rap every time. Every time I hear it, maybe with a rap.
So, of course, everybody just had Thanksgiving, man. I'm sure everybody's tables were magnificent. So you said you went over to your grandma's house and then your cousin's house.
Yeah. Shout out grandmama and cousin Misha. Shout it out,
Misha.
Yeah, Misha, shout out.
And
shout out.
How about you, Lurk? Where'd you go?
Misha's house.
Oh.
I worked all day. I didn't cook, man, cuz when I cook, like, I cook a lot. Cuz when you're in the South, you don't know how to cook small. So when I cook a lot of food, and I ain't got nobody to cook for it like that. So I ain't cooked this year. I just went to his people's house. Mm-hmm. So that's the only leftovers I had, but I'm going to find somebody else who got some leftovers today.
So you didn't have the sweet potato cheesecake then?
No, this is my first time, too.
I left before they got into the desserts.
Why?
Because I had been up since 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was 9 o'clock at night, and I was exhausted. And I had to drive like 30 minutes to the house.
I still would have taken a piece with me.
I wasn't finna be the ass to cut it in front of it early, and they weren't doing dessert. I was like,
it was over there. He just didn't didn't recognize that it was just over there.
No, I didn't recognize that everything was ready either. If I did, I'd have grabbed it.
It was just over there.
All right. So you brought me a small sample, so I'm going to try all that for lunch today.
And I brought the sweet potato cheesecake.
We're going to try it. Should we try that now?
I mean, hey, it's
we can,
intern
man.
Chris. Right. Intern Chris, bring that on up.
Might as well.
Cut three pieces.
I got the forks here, so we just got to get it out
perfect,
of the fridge.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, it was a,
so.
It was so. It was nice.
Now I'm going to do something a little bit different because I didn't realize what forks I picked up.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you.
I'll give you guys, my man.
If you
that one, and I'll take the black one.
Explain what. So it was three forks. It was two white forks.
Two white forks and one black one.
He looked at him and said, "I'll take the black one."
All right. So I'm opening up this Glad Tupperware.
I just take a piece.
Big shift.
And then y'all can piece it later.
Of this, okay. So, all right, you know what? We got to take a picture of this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Post that on the side.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a picture of this.
Yeah, it looks like whipped cream pie.
There you go.
It looks like a cavity. But it looks delicious.
He's at this. It's swirling though. Look at that.
It's swirling.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just going to.
Thank you.
All right. Wait. Well. Okay. Now we got plates.
Just scooping plate.
I'm just going to take a taste. I'm just going to take a taste. So I'm going to take it from the side here. So
you got to get the crust though. You can't.
Oh shit! Now you got to tell me.
Get a real sample bite.
I think I got a little bit of crust.
Okay, you can't get a sample bite without it.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Here we go.
Have you tried it yet?
I had. Oh, I had to get some.
Yeah, I bet you.
Okay, here we go.
Mmm. Yeah.
Mmm. Oh my god.
Yeah. Here you go. Go ahead.
Mmm. That is creamy. It's not as heavy as a traditional
cheesecake. Yeah.
But good God, that is good. All right, what do you think, Lyric?
And I'm taking the best part. You ain't even getting the crust.
It's not as thick as a normal cheesecake.
Right, yeah. Right.
That shit is delicious.
That is. Oh my God.
It is. That is really.
Okay, I see a little piece of crust here.
It's not a word I use a lot, but that's really scrumptious.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to try the crust now.
Word.
Yeah, you can have the rest of that, bro.
Let me get a piece off the corn. Hold on. Because you can get the whole thing, but I'm going to take it.
Intern Chris got to get some, too, so.
You got to try that. No, yeah. It's good.
Here you go.
All right. Good. I got some at home still.
All right.
Hey, man, I need to come by after we're done with the podcast. I got to talk to you about something.
They my cousins. I could just be like, hey, what you need to make a...
Dude, that was freaking awesome. That was good.
She told me, she said, Luke, you can come by anytime. You hear me? I'm like, girl, you cooking like that? I will.
Yeah, exactly.
I will.
Now, where is your family originally from, BW?
Everywhere. I got my people from everywhere. We all from Shreveport, Louisiana. We got all over California. Like, I couldn't even start.
But where's the family mainly from, though? Is it from the South or is it from?
Man, like I said,
everywhere.
It's literally because I got so many different parts of my family now that, like, I show you my family reunion photo, it was like 100 people and only half of the people was there. And
that's a long ass table.
No, we had to do it at a park. We got to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, we can't have family reunions in any hall. We have to. We have to.
Got to rent a church.
Park. Yeah, no, not even. Because the kids. We got to.
It's outside events.
Yeah,
outside.
Yeah.
It's outside only.
Get a carnival going or whatever. Yeah.
What'd
you think? It's good, huh? Yeah. Andrew Christopher gives a thumbs up to the sweet potato cheesecake.
It's got about everything you want. The only thing it's missing is that chocolate crunch where you're like, oh, I need some chocolate.
Oh, we can put that whipped cream.
Chocolate
whipped cream, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only thing.
I've got some downstairs.
Like, then it got everything you need in a snack.
Oh, my God.
Including the itis.
Especially the itis.
Okay, so at your Thanksgiving, what is the first thing to go?
probably the mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese,
yeah.
So good. I ain't gonna lie, yo, mac and cheese was so good.
Yeah, but that's so at both. Good. That's both. You know?
Yeah.
That's the first. Then the stuffing, like, okay, how did the stuffing? But
that's
it's
the
usually
thing.
So much stuffing that we don't worry about stuffing.
That's the thing is, now, how do you do your stuffing? Is it, grandma does it homemade?
Yeah, yeah, everything. We cook the cornbread and mix everything together. Oh, and then,
see, that's what my mom does it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she cheats a little bit here and there, but, I mean, because she'll get, like, the croutons and stuff, whatever, you know, box.
Uh-huh.
But apples, you know, whatever, the fruit that needs to go into, the cranberries and everything, it's all mixed in sausage.
Yeah, your stuff is different from
and
my
just
stuff.
Mix it all up and everything.
So as you said apples, I was like, that's different, man.
Yeah.
It's real different.
Yeah. And, we put some
thick.
Fruit in it.
Yeah, your stuff is thick. I can see your stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, as soon as I lift off the top of that and...
Yeah.
That's always the first thing going with my father's side of the family.
Yeah.
Stuff is always, yeah. But again, that was like my grandmother's recipe and the way she did it. Nah, man, that's the first dish going.
Yeah,
like,
we usually have so much stuffing, though, that you don't have to worry. Like, we have two big dishes of stuffing.
But y'all needed it, yeah.
So,
y'all needed it.
Yeah.
Like,
so
for real.
Yeah, we don't need it.
What's the last thing to go?
So it depends on how good it is, but the turkey.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
It depends. I don't know. I can't.
It's maybe the greens
and the stuffing. I got because if the stuffing ain't hitting, then you know.
That's when you got the leftovers. That's how leftovers are leftovers because you're like
you know
it didn't taste
want
good
shit,
this year.
Man.
Yeah, you know? It wasn't.
Anybody
yeah,
want that shit?
Grandma didn't make it. Or grandma foot was hurting this year, so she couldn't stand up.
I've had a couple of aunts sometimes too where I wonder why they made it because I never understood it. But like the carrot raisin salad.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
I don't
it's like,
know.
They get a shredder of carrots, right? And you just like in a grate kind of a thing.
Like y'all can't see my face, but the more he describes it,
yeah,
the more
like,
disgusted
the
my face
is.
Gets right
say
now.
Say it one more time.
It's
what
carrots
is
and raisin. That's all.
Raisin salad. Yeah.
Raisin salad.
You've never seen it? Okay, here.
Bruh,
let me see. Let me
carrot
see.
Carrot raisin salad. Please send a review if anybody.
If anybody else is eating this atrocity, please let us know in the comment section because this don't even sound right.
What is the origins of the carrot? Raisin?
What country made the carrot raisin salad? Who's responsible?
That's what it is.
The fuck is that, man?
Exactly.
Hold on. Make that bigger.
It said carrot raisin muffins too. Did you see that?
Yeah. What's that? What the fuck is that?
I know. And some
hold on.
What is made with it? Besides, it's got to be something to hold it together.
Never
right?
in my life.
Hold on, click on one of them. I got to know what is.
Oh,
what
here's,
holds
here's a recipe here.
That's one
it.
Of those things. If you told me the menu and said this is gonna be,
here's what it is. Here's what it is. Ingredients are a quarter cup of mayonnaise, a tablespoon of honey, a tablespoon. Okay, now I understand where the tablespoon of water comes from. Because I'm thinking,
thirsty, drinking. You need some.
Yeah. Because that just is. It's like, what the hell is that juice? I don't.
You know what? It's like if it was the zombie apocalypse and you run up on the last household in the civilization and you want something to eat.
And then,
that's
like, they
the
got carrots, they got raisins. All right.
The shit they
give
you. All
right. Oh, so
make a salad, damn it.
Okay, so a tablespoon of honey, tablespoon of water, a teaspoon of lemon juice. And a quarter teaspoon of salt.
It looks like thigh.
And you mix it all up with the shredded carrots and the raisins. And now this one's got pineapple in it. All
right, hold on. So y'all know what this means, right? Y'all know we got to try this shit on air, right?
Oh, no. I ain't going
to
try nothing.
We got to try it. We have to try it. This should be a section. We have to try random shit like this.
You can't eat nothing like this.
Man up, y'all. Like, let's be right now.
With a house that got roaches, you can't eat nothing like that.
Yeah, you can't put the shits in your plate. Yeah.
Is that a raisin? Oh, okay.
Why is it moving?
Yo, that looks horrible.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know why people
Yeah,
eat
if
this.
Anyone has ever eaten this shit, please leave a comment
and
below.
It got different colors,
you ate that
too.
Before?
It got different colors. Like, oh, it's
well, it's a different color.
Does it taste disgusting as we make it? So it actually tastes pretty
I think
good.
So.
No, I mean...
I've never touched it. I'm like, I don't know.
He said, I've never touched it. What is that? Marshmallows next to that one?
Yeah.
Anything to mask the taste, huh?
And pineapple. See, I can see the pineapple. Pineapple, okay. Yeah.
That's.
I've really never heard of that until today.
That's a new one. That's a complete new one.
Yeah.
Somebody's sitting at home right now listening to this, eating a bowl full of that shit. And they're just like, fuck y'all, man.
Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Why are they picking on me for?
Don't you know no good?
What the hell's up about it? I'm from Mississippi. I don't know why anybody else is complaining about this.
Yo, I'm from Arkansas. I ain't never heard of that shit till today. Trust me, you can't get no more dirty in the South than where I'm from. And I ain't never heard of no shit like that before.
That's cool.
I don't know. Hey. You in Florida?
Yeah, I've been down there. It's we don't count Florida as the South.
That's a whole new level.
We don't count Florida as the South.
It's Southeast.
Yeah. That's Southeast, man. Yeah, no, that ain't the South, man.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Wow.
But, you know, we had a good one, too. My mom's Thanksgiving, her stuffing, man, that's the one that really gets us going, too. So we love that one.
Yeah, man.
So I'm trying to look for the what's trending thing right now. You guys have that by chance? Or cool. Awesome. There should be two pages of that one. Thank you, sir. So let's go ahead and do what's trending, then, because it's time for that right now. Amber ain't here. I don't know what the hell she's at.
In her skin.
Oh, so did you guys watch the Dallas game?
No.
No? Did you watch it?
I watched bits and pieces of it.
Okay, well, Dallas won, but the one who stole the show was Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was there 90s.
Yep, she stuns for Thanksgiving, the halftime show. So people still can't get over Dolly Parton's performance on Thanksgiving, where she rocked quite the outfit, dressed like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
She did that.
Man, she looked good. For 77 years old, the country icon rocked the traditional low-cut crop top with the blue and white vest, complete with the white denim shorts and bedazzled catsuit underneath.
So they mad? They ain't mad at her.
No.
Okay, I'm about to say, don't be mad at her.
Can't be.
No.
Who the hell gonna be mad at Dolly Parton?
No.
She's 90-something
years old.
Fans
reacted to the singer's jaw-dropping outfit on social media, with some calling her the star a national treasure. Of course, Dolly Parton is 77 and hotter than me. What's up with that? Another person tweeted out. So, no, they love the way she did it.
But, man, she's so agile at 105.
It wasn't no wardrobe malfunctions?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But the country music legend recently released a new album and performed some of her hit tracks, including 9 to 5, Jolene. The singer also belted out covers like We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You.
Oh, really?
Yep. So she did a hell of a job. Tiffany Haddish got arrested for her second DUI. What is up with that, Tiffany? Goodness.
I'll be your driver.
I'm a driver for real. Hit me up.
For real. What are you doing?
So, whoa, is that out here?
She's been arrested for driving under the influence for the second time with just in 2 years. TMZ reported that the comedian, 43, was cited in Beverly Hills police officers on Friday, where she was handcuffed and escorted to the back of a police cruiser. According to the outlet, law enforcement officers received a call regarding an individual stopped in the middle of Beverly Drive asleep while the car had was on. Officers arrived at the scene. The police arrested Hannish for a DUI. She was recently performing at the Laugh Factory in West Hollywood just a few hours prior for a Thanksgiving set. The venue had also its 43rd annual free feast for Los Angeles residents. After the show, the comedian went out to celebrate and post Instagram footage of herself dancing at the Yachtly Cruise concert on Thursday. This was Friday, so it lingered on over till Friday morning.
She must have
been toasted.
Yeah.
But once again, you can get a driver.
Yeah. Hit me up, man.
We're half off.
Look, now, for real.
Just let them
free.
Free.
Now, comedian Matt Rife is responding to his Netflix special because he's been criticized.
Oh, yeah.
Matt who?
Matt Rife.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been watching it.
What's your take on it, real quick?
It seemed like he was more venting than stand-up comedy.
What was he venting about?
Well, apparently people are now criticizing him. Of course, he got his popularity viral through TikTok clips on his stand-up comedy and everything. But his comedy special, Natural Selection, he did two jokes that apparently, I guess, didn't go over well. One was about domestic violence, and the other one was about people with disabilities. And so now people are criticizing those jokes.
He said the dude with disabilities had a big thing. That's the only thing I heard. What was the joke?
He's a comedian, man.
What was the joke?
And that's just it. I mean, it's like, I think those type of things, it's either going to go over well or just bomb. And you got to play in front of the audience to see how it's going to go.
Hey, you know.
But the audience at the end of the day should understand, like, it's a comedian.
It was a packed out house, so what are you, how are you going to pay for it and then get mad at it?
Well, you know, it's not, right now, everything is going to have somebody who doesn't disagree with it. Who doesn't agree with it. That's just what it is.
I mean, I still love Don Rickles. And, I mean, you talk about certain racist jokes that he did to Sammy Davis Jr. and stuff.
You can't play any of him or Red Fox or Rudy Ray Moore or any of them old school. Yeah. You can play none of this stuff right now.
Wait till Chris Sealy comes.
But it's still funny as hell, though.
No, it is. It is. But,
you know,
again, it's just... You got snowflakes. Everybody's a snowflake. Everybody's unique, and everybody has their own feelings. And if someone listens and they don't like it, instead of listening to something else, they just want to ruin your career.
But why get offended, though?
Because it's comedy, and it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings. He made a joke.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's insensitive, you can say, okay, this is what happens, but why get butthurt about it?
Well, this is something that Matt Rife did, though. The comedian posted a photo of himself on a special... From the special, caption, if you've ever been offended by a joke I've told, here's a link to my official apology. The link labeled, tap to solve your issue, redirects Instagram users to a listing for special needs helmets.
He wins.
That's funny. That's funny.
W him.
This was intended to insinuate that any of his critics must have something wrong with them and also insult those living with disabilities.
No.
That's what it says here. The term special needs, in quotations, has been widely condemned by disability rights activists in recent years and is often perceived as offensive. See, I find that kind of be a little bit
but
bullshit.
But they do require special needs.
Yeah.
So it is
so you can't say anything about them. You can't even talk about them no more because they took a whole word.
Like people are even afraid to say retarded now or Down syndrome or whatever.
That's an actual that's an actual word in the dictionary. Like the doctor would diagnose, your son's retarded.
Yeah. So now they say special needs, and now they're saying they're even offended by that. So it's like, make up your freaking mind.
Again, this is
but
what
you
happens.
You can't even use it in the proper context because that means something else. Like,
but this is what happens when everyone gets a participation trophy.
There you go. Well, Snoop Dogg.
You need a helmet for that one.
It's not actually quitting smoking anymore.
Oh, yeah, that was the most genius.
So the legendary rapper Snoop Dogg, known for his acclaimed rap and acting career and affinity of marijuana, issued a statement last week that he claimed that he would be quitting smoke.
Yep.
However,
I'm down with smoke,
as of this morning, it has been revealed that the statement was actually part of a larger advertisement for Solo Stove, which uses technology to not emit a high smoke levels that an average bonfire or outdoor stove would. Now, fans of the rapper's our humorous persona, our outspoken use of his weed, were quick to joke that he looked high at the end of the advertisement video.
He was.
He even laughed.
The experts will tell you. Despite going smokeless, he roasts a marshmallow. Now, other praises by the clever play on words of the marketing campaign and Snoop's strategic statement last week trying imperfectly. Some point out that the advertisement also could bring in a new generation of fans for the rapper as all eyes turned to him amid the shocking announcement. Snoop began his career back in the course of the early 90s, going on to collaborate with Dr. Dre, Eminem, and many, many more. So I thought, the way he's been doing things lately...
He's a walking endorsement deal.
He is. And he's
Baby Shaq.
You know what? Snoop got to the level that very few entertainers actually get to, where he's literally famous just for being him. He ain't got to put out no more music. He ain't got to do another movie or anything like that. Snoop Dogg is famous just for being him.
But he's still doing stuff. He got the Doggy Land. He got the cartoon, the kids cartoon stuff.
I was driving the other day. I had to make a U-turn in the area, and the whole complex was a Snoop Dogg complex. He had a weed store. He had a dry cleaners. He had a barber shop, and it was a little corner store, and it was all Snoop's brand stuff. I was like, yo, this dude running.
He's got it down, though. That's for damn sure.
That's where you want to get to, man. My name bring money. That's what. Hey, let me get there.
There you go. All right, guys. And that is what's trending. You're not going to believe this, guys. But I just got a phone call came through, and you're not going to believe who it is right now. So we've got somebody special. I can't believe he actually called in because we tried to contact him quite a while ago.
Yeah, he's kind of hard to get a reach to get a hold
of. And he is. I even reached out to Fluffy because they live in the same neighborhood, you know, right over here in Long Beach and everything. So it's not right now here today. We got somebody special. Let's just introduce him. We just talked about him, a new friend to the program, Snoop Dogg. Snoop, what's going on, man?
Hello, man.
What's cracking, baby? Just chilling. You know, trying to get this paper.
So, so what are you drinking right now?
My bad. Snoop was thirsty. So he had to take a sip of one of his partners. 19 crimes.
19 crimes. Wait. Is it a little too early for that? I mean, what? It's only 10:30 in the morning right now.
The laws of time and space don't apply to Snoop.
Right on. Okay. All right. Well, you know, hey, I can dig it.
N-O-O-P.
Yeah. So, how's your morning been so far, Snoop?
I started my day off with some Snoop cereal, cause it's yummy for your tummy.
Yummy for your tummy.
Then after that, Snoop uses his very own big Snoop lighter to spark his Snoop brand weed leaves.
All right. Well, you know, I thought I saw something recently that said that you were going to be smokeless from out here, but now...
Yeah. Smokeless from my fire pit. But never ganja. S-N-O-O-P loves his weed.
That's right. That's weed. Whoa.
Shut up, Snoopy. My bad, y'all. I just picked him up from Petco. Sponsor.
Word up. Yeah, man. Y'all just got to say, I dig them shoes, yo.
Yeah. Skechers. These are Snoop shoes. Yeah, so Snoop can make money just by walking, you dig?
I dig, you know, that's totally... Well, sorry. It looks like you're all over the place right now, Snoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You like a damn walking endorsement deal, huh?
Well, you know, after Snoop is finished getting it in doggy style, he likes to sip his gin and juice while ordering his favorite doggy treats from Grubhub.
Is that another sponsor?
Booyah!
Well, hey, Snoop, you know, I saw something also that they said that you were a partner now with Beyond Meat. Are you now becoming a vegetarian?
Man, hell no. Snoop don't eat that shit, that nasty-ass shit, man. I mean, I'm a Beyond Meat burger. Always tasted when you wash it down with an ice-cold Corona.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Snoop has a question for you. Did you know you can save 15% or more on your car insurance through GEICO?
Really?
Snoop can.
Well, always a pleasure to speak with you, Snoop. I mean, you know, we gotta have you back in at least get you in the room next time.
I appreciate it, y'all. Snoop love the people. Y'all take care. I'm gonna ride in my Snoop DeVille.
Okay, Snoop, take care of yourself,
all right,
buddy.
Peace.
Peace, Snoop.
Snoop cooler than a fan.
Dang.
Oh my god.
Always working. That man always working.
Always busy, man.
I've never really listened too much of his music because I've never been a huge fan of rap that much.
But
I love his persona though. I mean, he has just completely grown on me as a person. And for that, I love him.
Yeah.
You know, and the different things he's done. It's kind of like Dave Grohl, how it is to me, you know. He's just so out there, so generous and everything. And Snoop's the same way, you know.
Yeah, he's always been, like, where I come from, bigger than life. You're like, I remember when Doggy Style dropped, like, when he first showed up on the Chronic.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you ever heard him on was... Nationwide, first thing you ever heard him on was G Thing with Dre. And when you first heard him on that, the way he came in,
one,
it was like,
two,
yo, like,
three,
who is this kid?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything you heard, he was like smashing. Then as soon as he dropped Doggy Style, it was like, yo, he was an instant icon. Like,
yeah.
He was, yeah, Snoop was,
yeah,
bad.
Snoop
was,
I mean, I have so much respect for him, though.
He's the flow general.
Yeah,
it's not about bars,
monster,
really,
man.
But it's flow.
Yeah, his, yeah, he just.
Flow and voice.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah, man. He's, yeah.
I love him, though. He's great. Man.
Legendary
and to me, when he hooked up with what's her name, The gal.
Pussycat
Dolls. Martha?
No, Martha.
Oh, Martha Stewart. Yeah, yeah,
dude, that was awesome.
Oh, he saved her career.
He saved her career.
Yeah, he did. Big time.
100%.
Like, giving her a hug.
Man.
Yeah, we was like, oh, Snoop loves her. Okay.
Yeah, she cool now.
Yeah.
Martha cool as hell with everybody now, man.
Yeah, exactly. That was the smartest thing I think he did for her. You know, because it helped her out quite a bit.
She owes a lot of stuff to Snoop. And yeah. I'm pretty sure she knows it. And then on top of that, like, don't get me wrong, like, she obviously helped a lot of other people embrace Snoop as well.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
She made it cool. Exactly. Like, she made Snoop cool to a certain demographic of people.
Definitely right.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. And then he gave, like, real talk, Snoop gave Martha a little bit of street cred. Like, you know, she'd be in the back, she'll smoke a blunt with him because I bet she do. You know what I mean? And she just, yeah, like,
I bet
it was
that
a mutually beneficial.
Fire after she's-
Yo. Best munchy food ever, dog.
Put the peanut butter on top of the croissant.
Yeah. While she make it for you, while explaining why she do it. Sketch, Chris. Oh, let me write that one down, right?
There you go.
Like, okay. For real.
So it's carrot raisin salad and a new Snoop sketch.
Hold on, Martha Stewart.
Carrot raisin salad.
Making a carrot raisin salad.
With Snoop.
High on life.
With Snoop. There you go.
Nice. Inspiration. You guys inspire us. See?
There you go, man. Just the way it goes. Just the way it goes.
Thank you, audience. We love you.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. So let me ask you guys this. Are you guys ready for shopping already for Christmas? Or
I'm done.
You're done?
Bruh, I'm done. I got one more thing I want to get because, you know, but I'm placing that order probably this weekend and I'm done. I ain't getting nothing else.
Wow. How about you, Lurk?
I got to let me be one or two things to buy. But other than that, I ain't got much to shop for, man. My shopping real easy.
That's good, though.
Yeah, I shop throughout, so I get, oh, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, through the year.
Buy it and then put it up. Like, they get nothing. So I'm done.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, yesterday, of course, was Black Friday. A lot of deals going on.
Black every Friday.
Yeah, you are, baby.
Word.
Yeah, you are.
Word.
Yeah, you are. I'm brown every Tuesday.
There you go. You know, so. Me too, actually. I get tacos every Tuesday.
There you got it, see? There you got it. Yeah. But no, yesterday was Black Friday, of course. This weekend, you know, it's trying to support local stores also, you know, shop local kind of thing. Of course, we got Cyber Monday coming up and everything. So, bless you. So, a lot of deals are coming up and everything. So, just want to let you guys know what's trending right now. As far as different deals going on with different stores, and there's a lot of cool things.
Is what they got?
Well, like there's Bluetooth speakers you can get at Walmart for like $20. Normally, it's $100.
Oh wow,
that's the 80%.
Yeah. Let's see, Apple iPad Airs right now. You save about $115 off of Amazon. Normally it's $678. You get them now for $563.
Okay. Plus that's AirCare.
Yeah, with the air care. Dyson's V8 Origin, the cordless vacuum. You can save almost $200 on that. That's almost half off. Mm. So, from $420 to $225.
That's just the stick.
Yeah, but there's a little brush at the end.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Yeah, right here.
What is that? Ain't got no brush.
Now, I've got one of these. These things are great, man. The percussion massage guns.
Oh,
God. So, $56 right now. They're normally $170. That's on Amazon. You need a new laptop kind of thing? Well, Apple's got the MacBook Air laptop for $750, so you're saving about $250
bucks
on that.
Is that it? That's the one we need?
On Amazon?
Bro, is that the one we need?
It depends on the chip. I think the new chip is the M1, and that's the one we need, because the other ones struggle with the 4K.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing now. Is like, do we really need to watch things in 4K?
Well, it's just, the better, all right, so now you're getting TVs that the standard the TV comes with is 4K.
now.
And once you put a 1080 on a 4K,
that's a lot of extra pixels that are just there, so it can degrade the quality. Now, when it comes to cell phones and shit, nah, you don't really need it. It doesn't really matter. 1080, 4K, no one gives a shit. It still looks HD, right. But once you get to, like, the TV aspect,
big old screens,
yeah,
stuff.
Man, yeah, that 4K makes a big-ass difference.
See, for me, sometimes it takes away certain aspects for me.
What, you like the grittiness
of
it?
A little bit. Like
when it looks too clear or too crystal?
Yeah.
I feel you.
Because it's like, I feel like, you know, they go, oh, well, you feel like you're right on the field or you're right on the set of the movie, whatever. And it's like, yeah, where I can almost see the reflection of the lights, of the lighting and stuff, or whatever. And it takes me out of that element.
I got you.
You know, I remember watching something in high def. What was it? Oh, it was a Star Trek film, one of the newer Star Trek films. And... you know, before, if I would see it in regular HD, you know, or regular 1080 or whatever, it had still a warmth to it.
Yeah, but the new HD makes it feel like, sometimes it makes it feel like you're looking through a window.
In there, yeah. Like,
makes you look like you're looking through a
window.
And
that's just it, because then the thing is, though, is that I could see the grain of the wood of the set, and it took me out of it.
Oh, okay. That's shitty production at that point.
You know, and that's just it. It's like too much for me.
I get you. No, we shot everything in 4K, but we did. It doesn't. You don't get this effect that you talk about. I know what you. I know the effect you're talking about, but yeah,
you won't pay for the Hulu subscription to get the clear. No,
it loses it.
You can
it
watch
for
this
me.
One for free. It takes, or you can get it clear for $7.99. He's like, I don't want it clear.
Yeah, I want that warm.
Give me a little bit of noise.
Yeah. I'm so used to looking at film.
I want it to look like the 90s.
You know what, man? It's the more technology advances, the better this digital stuff gets, the more detail you're just going to see on TV.
Yeah.
And it is going to get to a point where, you know what I'm saying, we turn on a TV and it's going to look like what we look at right here.
Right.
That's what they're going
like
for.
Like the soap operas. You know
what I mean? Yeah, like soap like operas. That. That's too hyper. Yeah. Yeah, that shit pulls
the camera,
me out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm standing next to him.
Yeah, that's a little. Yeah,
can
but
I
then
back
they,
up some, please?
Hey, man, back up and say your line one more time.
Feet, 6 feet.
And put my mask on.
Hey, man, you going to sleep with her? Here's a condom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It slipped off. Hold on, let me help you up.
Yeah.
He said it slipped off.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
So there's a lot of cool things going on back to what we're talking about. Segue. So headphones, you need some Apple AirPods, the second generation. You can save, almost $40. They're down to $90 right now on Amazon.
Nice.
So Beats Solo 3. Save yourself half off, man. $100.
Nice.
Don't buy them shits.
I don't like them either.
Don't
I thought
buy
they were
them
crap.
Shits. They're trash.
I thought they were crap.
Buy Beats. Beats are trash.
Only if you solo.
So, but here's a really good deal, though. This is also at Amazon. Insignia 24-inch Class F20 Smart HD TV.
What size is that?
24.
That's a monitor.
For 65, yeah. That's
for
exactly
$65.
That is a new monitor.
Monitor.
Yeah.
And it's only 720, so
it's
that
an
is
in-screen TV
monitor.
For my car. 24.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Vizio, though, you can get a 50-inch Class 5 series, 4K. We're just talking about that.
Yeah, nice.
Really 248, point, down from 319.
Nice.
Vizio's on point. Nice.
Vizio, yeah. Amazon Fire, 290. So it's save $160. That's down from $450.
That's actually a good deal, too.
Yeah, you can hook the... Oh.
That's a good deal.
Sona, the Brava, 55-inch, 4K. Save $502. $1,300 now down to $798, and that's on Amazon. So, I mean, there's a lot of really good deals out there. You want a simplistic laptop, $260. But how do you pronounce that? Signin? Sgen?
So, I'll let you have it.
Yeah. Okay, SGN, I guess. It's
if
a 15.6 inch laptop.
And a little racist.
Yeah.
$260 down from over $1,000. So you're saving.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Right?
That's
yeah,
a huge deal.
They said $1,050 saving right there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. We already talked about the Apple iPads. We already mentioned that one. The Acer Chromebook Spin 314 convertible laptop. Save $140 down to $340 right now. The Asus Vivio Book Go 12. It's an 11.6 inch ultra thin laptop. Again, saving $100 down to $150. So There's some really, really cool deals out there.
What was that Echo Show? What was that?
Let's see here.
Right there, right there. Right there.
The Echo Show, Echo Show 5, third generation.
Is that a...
Amazon joint.
Is that a box Isn't that it? Shows TV? What is that?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's a smart device, built-in camera and everything.
What?
Yeah.
Right, Amazon ruled the world. I just said
what?
It again.
What?
Go to Amazon. Save $40, man.
That's crazy.
So, and then, you know, for those who are into the really cooking, you know, the real foodie people, you can get stuff at Macy's for $13. Cuisinart Seaside Ceramic Coated Knife Set. Those nice. Are actually kind of cool.
They come in colors and stuff, too.
Yeah. See, nonstick pots and pans, 8-piece, $65. Walmart.
Knife. I need not the blue.
The Kruger K Compact Coffee Maker, $47. You got ceramic 3-piece rectangular baking dishes. $99 if you broke yours during Thanksgiving or somebody broke yours.
Somebody took mine. They packed it up.
There you go. The Ninja Air Fryer. These are cool. I don't know if you guys ever use these things.
Oh, yeah. You got to have it.
Yeah, I got one in the house.
Love them. Love them. You can save $71. They're on $89 on Amazon right now.
Yeah, you need to get one of them. Them joints save. Those joints are miracle workers, man.
Oh, yeah.
All your frozen food. Just throw it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just throw it right in there.
I've literally cooked everything in that shit, too.
Oh, it turned frozen burritos into something else.
Yeah, man.
Oh, really?
Them joints are special with that.
All right. Even, or if you want, you can even get the Drew Barrymore air fryer, too.
If you've never been kissed.
Oh, I want to.
Well done, sir. Well done.
So there's a lot of stuff, man, you can get. Cuisinart air fryer, toaster oven even. $100, you're saving $130.
They basically like calling it, it's the same thing. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
That name is funny, though. You get an air fryer and a toaster oven. It's the same shit.
No, yeah. One of them toast, one of them air fries.
It's the same thing. Shut up, man. Oh, shit. So,
you get a Roomba robot?
Oh, yeah, I need one robot.
Get one of those.
That would be cool.
$159, saving $116. The cordless stick vacuums, $93.
I don't trust that.
Yeah.
I don't trust those vacuums.
How about the Dyson version?
I'll take the Dyson.
Dyson.
All right. Yeah. $225, you're saving $195.
I've had one of those exact joints. Those joints are nice.
Really?
Yeah, the Dyson.
What about the Sharks?
It's self-cleaning, shark so I ain't got to clean that.
I've had Dyson. I've had Shark one time years ago, but I like Dyson.
Is that a baby shark? Do-do-do-do-do-do? Or is that a...
No, it's a big shark.
Oh.
Yeah. $164. You can get that at Walmart.
I'm not even going to say anything about that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of cool things that, you know, gifts out there you guys can get. Just, you know, check everything out.
There's
and actually,
shit,
we'll put some of this stuff up, too, because there's a lot of links on here that we've got that we're not even mentioning. But, I mean, you know, like Sleep Number, Tempur-Pedic, you know, Walmart, Wayfair, all those different things. So everybody's got the sales going on. For you guys, what's the thing you guys... buy most on Black Friday, or are you guys totally done by shopping, like you mentioned?
Oh, probably shoes, clothes.
For yourself or for some other people?
Anybody. All the whole thing, I'll be checking for the deals. Mm-hmm. If I don't see nothing, I won't get it.
What about you, Luke?
Used to be electronics, maybe shoes, sports clothes, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I used to spend most of my money on Black Friday.
Yeah, but now the Black Friday starts in July, so you get them.
Yeah, you get them anytime you want. So you get it anytime you want. That's kind of all year long now.
I already bought a big old 75-inch for, one of the Black Friday deals. So.
Yeah, I think for us early on, it was definitely the electronic stuff. Now, for me, it's stuff for the studio, upgrading programs and things like that,
If you need
yes, sir.
So, I use TuneTrack an awful lot. So I get like their drum stuff or whatever. Now they've got the new Easy Bass program. I got to upgrade to Easy Keys 2 now. Mm. So yeah, so I save like a lot of for those type of things, for those upgrades. I'll get them. Upgrade the studio.
It sure is enticing when you see that Black Friday deal.
It
80%
is.
Off. You're like, what is it? I don't even need this, but do I need to? Should I get
it? But it's 80% off. And they're socks.
And they're socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. So get some good deals out there. Start all that shopping and everything. If you can, also support your local stores, your local things.
Yeah.
Because it's important, man. That's the backbone of America right there.
Yeah.
So. Now, of course, again, we just had Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes certain things happen at Thanksgiving dinner. Good things, bad things even.
When you get a lot of people together.
Oh boy.
Spontaneous combustion.
Then, yeah, that can definitely.
Especially black people.
That can.
Especially black
people. It happens in the Mexican families too, brother.
Indeed, I'm about to say, it's universal. It's not universal.
Yeah, it's universal. It's definitely universal. So, we've got some Thanksgiving horror stories. So, we're going to do a round robin on these here. So, yeah. So,
Thanksgiving. Oh, that's intense.
It's very intense, yeah, for it.
Sounds like Morgan Freeman. All right.
Hey, you want to start off, Eric?
My aunt always brought several large Tupperware containers and would begin packing up leftover food for herself immediately after everyone had filled their first plate. If you thought you might want seconds, you had to take them the first time around because there was often nothing left after she filled her containers. Mm. Of course, if you did that, she'd make a snide comment about how much food you were eating. I don't recall ever seeing her sit down with a plate to eat with us. She was always in the kitchen, packing up the food that she hadn't paid for or prepared.
Wow. Anybody like that in your family?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know someone that would bring anything over and always taking two, three things to home. Go.
I was that person of a grandma.
Minus the shit talking. Minus.
Hey, I didn't say nothing. I just went in there and made my plates, packed them up, and kindly said, all right, people.
Yeah. Around family all the time, man. Oh, yeah.
Hey, but they
oh, yeah.
told me you ain't got to bring nothing, so that's a difference.
Well, we've got some of those stories in here, too. So here's one here. My uncle and grandfather don't have a good relationship. So, but they tolerate each other. So, because it's Thanksgiving, my uncle was cooking lasagna. My grandfather decided to help. So, he grated the cheese. Now, flash forward to dinner time. The food is coming out, and tradition dictates we always start with lasagna. My grandfather made some joke like, I know you hate me, but at least I'm great. Because he grated the cheese.
Yeah,
well, after that, shit hit the fan. My uncle literally went into a rage and was yelling at everybody. He proceeded to flip the table that all the food was on. My grandfather called him outside to settle the score, which resulted in two grown men fist fighting in the backyard, culminating with my granddad getting thrown into the pond. The rest of us ordered Chinese food and kicked my uncle out.
Yeah, that was over the joke. He got mad over the joke because he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I don't know. That seemed like that was something else.
Tensions flew.
No, that was definitely something else. That was more than
that. You can't be funny today.
He just, as soon as he heard his voice, he was angry already, man.
Yeah, I think
so. Did you let him cook? No. I'm sick of it. All right, how about this one?
What you got?
My mother-in-law is trashy every Thanksgiving. My wife and I host, about 15 people come, and everyone brings side dishes. Not her mother, though. She only brings stuff for herself. She proudly announces that whatever she brings is just for her. It's not for diet purposes, because she eats all the other food, too. Also, she treats our guests in guest room and bathroom like a hotel. When she leaves, she takes the toilet paper rolls, the Kleenex box, paper towels, and soap. One of my mom's friends was invited to our Thanksgiving because her kids were at the significant other's families for the holiday. That year, my uncle brought a bottle of homemade limoncello. Did I say that right?
I guess, but I think you're on the second story, though, right?
Limoncello. I guess it's some fancy wine or something, hopefully. It was to share. The stuff was delicious, but it was also 50% alcohol.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's some homemade wine right there. Limoncello. You got to look that up. Limoncello.
Yeah, I looked it up.
It was 50% alcohol. Everyone was drinking it out of a little 1-ounce glass cup. Instead, my mom's friend poured herself a full wine glass, half the bottle, when no one was looking, downed it in 15 minutes, and then tried to go back for more.
Ooh.
She was passed out drunk at least an hour before dinner even began.
Yes.
I believe it.
My mother told our aunt to help herself to some leftovers, and she took nearly a full bottle of $350 whiskey. She got caught out on it and claimed to have accidentally grabbed it. Sweetie, no big deal. She returned it half full, so either she chugged some up in the car or dumped some out in spite. This lady, she can't come to none of my meetings.
Wow.
She got punched out.
All right, what do you got, Lurk?
Her daughter, who was 28 at the time, wouldn't speak to anyone and fed the shrimp appetizers to the cats. Wow, what a bitch. You don't do that.
Shrimp? Hold on. She did a shrimp on the
Wow. All right. We were hosting Thanksgiving and prepared all the food ourselves. My mom spent all morning cooking and baking. My aunt, uncle, and cousins arrive right before dinner and walk in with a White Castle case and say they just stopped to eat a few minutes ago. Wow. We had prepared Thanksgiving just for them, and they decided they wanted White Castle instead. That's fucked.
That's messed.
That's foul. That's foul as shit, yo. Wow. Yeah, they get the fucks out. Like, go right back to White Castle.
All right. Last year, my husband's grandmother hosted Thanksgiving dinner at her house and asked us to provide the turkey. That's not even the bad part. We had to spend Thanksgiving with my husband's dad's side that morning. So we dropped the turkey off on our way to his dad's house that morning. His grandma said that they would be eating at 4 p.m. We arrived back at his grandma's house at 3:45, so we'd be early for dinner. Everyone had already eaten all the food, including the entire turkey.
Wow.
That's messed up.
You can't leave when the food is being served.
Yeah, but you gotta save something. But yeah, you don't never leave. That's a cardinal rule. But you gotta save something. That's cold blooded.
Yeah, that's just
that's cold blooded, yo. Damn. All right. What is this? My father's new girlfriend sat at the head of the table at my house and acted like she was the hostess while monopolizing the entire conversation. I was her wait staff. It was my first time meeting her. 5 years later, they're still together, and I haven't seen her since then. Yeah. Thank God I ain't really got no horrible Thanksgiving stories. Like, all mine have been filled with good food and good people. Like, I ain't never had no... No, I've never... Oh, I'm wrong.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I had one Thanksgiving story, and my homeboys, this homie of mine, his cousin came over, and she brought the very first vegan dessert I had ever had. And looked delicious. It looked like it was glazed, right? And I cut a piece of this bullshit, and I cut like a cheesecake slice piece, and that shit was atrocious. It was fucking horrible. And I just looked at my homie, I'm like, man, why didn't you tell me? And him and all his family were just looking at me smiling. She didn't know, but they were all looking at me smiling because they all knew that it was going to be trash, but they were just waiting on someone. That's the word. But that's the only bad, that's it.
Yeah, we've never had any incidences that I can recall, too. So here's the last one I've got here. So my aunt invited us all over to her house for Thanksgiving, which was out of state. All the food and drinks were going to be provided by them, so our family offered to bring something, anything, just as a thank you. My aunt insisted that we shouldn't. The dinner was all good, and it was an overall great Thanksgiving. Well, about a month later, we got a request from that aunt proclaiming that we now owe her $75 to cover the cost of the meal.
Hold on. What? What?
You got invited. Should we bring anything? No, we have it covered. A month later, here's the bill.
They get an invoice for the thing. Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm heated. Wow. Yeah, we're not even friends. We're not even family. I'm never coming. We're done.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a bill. Didn't even tell me you was going. Yeah.
Yeah. We're done. We ain't nothing else for us to ever talk about again. We're done.
Yeah.
That's foul, yo. Wow.
So there you go, guys. There you go. Some Thanksgiving horror stories. Hopefully your guys' Thanksgiving was memorable, though, in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, man, I can't.
I'd be mad at motherfucking
BW. And BW's just like, he's still.
$75, too? Like, you didn't even $20? Like, you I'm like, damn.
This is Red Lobster?
Yeah, what was this?
Yeah.
I had to start thinking about what did I eat? No, I only had a $12 plate. I only had one cup of juice.
I'd never go to that motherfucking house again.
Yeah.
You can charge me for it. I'd never go back in, man. We're good. We're good.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's see here. Let's do what's news. As soon as I can find it. Here we go.
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right. Well, Coach, you know, since, again, it's still the couple of days after Turkey Day. I got this one story here. An aggressive turkey causes chaos in a Minnesota neighborhood.
An aggressive turkey. Is this the same turkey that called in last week?
Maybe. You never know. Bless you, brother.
Well, he was angry. Yeah. He was angry. He was very angry.
Residents of Coon Rapids, Minnesota, a mobile home park, complained earlier that they were being terrorized by an unwelcome neighbor, a wild turkey. Neighbors said that a flock of turkeys spent some time in the area, but one of the birds stayed behind when its cohorts moved on. And has since been attacking cars, damaging property, and chasing children. So the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources told residents that the best thing they can do to encourage the turkey to leave is to keep trash and other potential food sources secured. Other than that, just let them be.
Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh,
that
boy,
sounds
actually,
like
was
that sounds
angry.
Like that turkey.
Yeah, he was pretty angry. That- sounded like he would be petty and take revenge.
One of his cousins was in one of them houses he was looking for.
All right, what story you got there?
I got a masterpiece was found hanging in a French woman's kitchen.
What?
Yep. A long-lost masterpiece dating back to 1280.
Oh, shit.
Is headed to Louvre. Louvre. After
Louvre.
Louvre. Louvre. Okay. Louvre. After it was found hanging in a French...
Wait, say that again.
Louvre.
He almost became white when he said Louvre. That.
A little bit. His whole facial structure changed.
Yeah, it was.
Christ mocked a 10-inch by 8 painting by Florentine artist Cimabue, a.k.a. Cine de Pepo, was discovered when an elderly woman from the town of...
He Corfengi said it with so much confidence. I'm so sorry.
Decided to have it appraised.
The first time.
The painting had been hanging in her kitchen for years. The artwork was auctioned for about $26.8 million.
Get out of town. No
million
way.
But the French government barred it from being exported, declaring it to be a national treasure. Rima Abdul-Malak, the French Minister of Culture, and Laurence Descaz, President and Director of Louvre Museum, said the painting would now have a new home as part of an exhibit at the famed Paris Museum.
So is she going to get paid for that? Did she get, since she went auction it off?
She got broken off, and then they put it, I'm pretty sure they bought it from her.
But how much? 28
million? 26.8.
26
million. The duo announced that the French government had purchased the painting from the auction winner, Christ Mocked.
Is she married? Is she single? Is she available?
Cimabue painting titled Meister will be displayed at the Louvre exhibit set to open in 20.
Can you imagine, though, having a painting in your kitchen? And it's,
well, I mean,
it's
that's
worth
what you're hoping for, right? Looking around like this, what you hope one of these things.
The thing is, I made that stuff. I'm still lucky if I sell it for a nickel.
Hey, you never know, though. You never know. Hold
it is true.
To
you
it.
Never know. Wow. But that's nuts. I can having damn near $30 million hanging above my refrigerator. Like, that's crazy, yo.
I think a lot of people who buy those plates of like Dale Earnhardt and, you know, all those commemorative plates, that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, eventually. But that's a long time
from Time Life.
Yeah, did that's you, a long time coming.
Did you hear about the $2 bills?
No.
What about them?
They said there's some $2 bills out there from like 2000 or two or something that's worth like a couple thousand.
I better check then. Cause
yeah,
I've got
a
I've got a buttload of them.
Well, my father, he...
yeah, you
got
to look.
He went...
Look
he bought a whole bunch of uncut pages of $2 bills. So we actually have the uncut.
No shit.
He
yeah,
was
still rolled up. It's still rolled up in the tube and everything. And
how
then,
in the hell did he get that?
On TV, because they sell them on TV. Yeah. They sell that shit on TV all the time, man. All the time. It's like the Buffalo coins and rare stamps and shit. No, they sell. If you go to QVC and shit like that, they'll still sell uncut pages. Like, if you want to use it, you have to literally get in cut it yourself. But you don't buy it. You buy it for collector. And he bought a couple of those, and then he bought a couple of the actual booklets. Mm-hmm. That had the $2 bill stuff in it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I remember when the quarters, they started doing the quarters, we bought that big map book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got those.
I don't think we ever
lasted. The state ones.
Yeah.
No one ever lasts with them shits. No, everyone always start off real strong, and then it always
like
tables
32 off. States, yeah. And we're like, yeah, we need this $8.
All right. A man in New Jersey was caught on video urinating on his ex-wife's grave.
Right. Oh, he is really upset.
Hey, man, you stay petty so you ain't got to get petty. A man in New Jersey is accused of urinating on his ex-wife's grave. The desecration occurred at the Tappan Reformed Church Cemetery, a centuries-old burial ground on the border between Jersey and New York. Mm. Michael Murray said that the saga began when he repeatedly noticed deli bags full of feces placed near the grave of his mother, Linda Turillo. He contacted the police and officials took report of the incident. Murray later obtained permission to place cameras on the cemetery grounds to try to obtain footage of the act, according to Audit. The footage revealed Torello's ex-husband was the perpetrator. The 68-year-old man visited the cemetery almost every morning between 6:14 a.m. and 6:18 a.m. with his current wife and urinated on her grave. The man apparently had a long-standing grudge with Torello. He was married to her for a short period of time, more than 40 years ago, and left when she became pregnant, insisting that the child was not his. DNA testing proved that he was the child's father and the woman.
Oh, wow. So she lied to him.
No.
No, he didn't.
He didn't want the baby. He left.
Yeah.
She laid. Okay, so she got pregnant.
But did you say that she said it wasn't his, though?
No, he said it wasn't his.
He said it. Okay, so she got pregnant. She said it was his. He left, said it wasn't.
Yeah.
She got a DNA test that proved he
was
the
father.
And then she got married again later on. So basically, he was mad.
Okay, I thought you said that she's the one that said it wasn't his.
No, she said it was. Insisting that.
Yeah, he left.
He left. And, yeah, he left when she became pregnant, insisting that the child was not his, but later on it proved that
Said it wasn't his. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Okay, got it.
A public urination charge was filed against the man by Jamestown police. Yo, so how
talk
you
about
holding
a grudge,
you
man.
You holding a grudge for 40 years, and you're wrong.
And you was the daddy.
And you the one who, like, you really don't, like, man. You, accountability is a motherfucker.
And then the wife going with him. That's
she's supporting him like you.
Wow.
Well,
this one is a good story here, though. So, and this just happened recently. A 10-year-old Florida police pull over two kids driving.
Yeah.
Now, when we think of kids, we're not talking teenagers here. A 10-year-old Florida boy and his 11-year-old sister were running away to California.
I ain't mad at him.
How old?
10 and 11.
Okay.
And they drove 200 miles in their mother's car before they were stopped by sheriff deputies. The Alachua County Sheriff's Office said that deputies spotted the sedan on Interstate 75 near Gainesville. Oh, I've been there. In North Florida just before 4 a.m. this past Thursday. The children's mother had reported it stolen and their children missing 4 hours earlier in Northport, a city southwest Florida. The deputies, thinking that they were dealing with car thieves, drew their guns and ordered those inside the car to step out. Much to their surprise, the deputies observed a 10-year-old male driver exit the vehicle along with his 11-year-old sister.
Wow.
The children told deputies the girl had been upset that their mother had taken away her electronic devices for misbehaving. So the boy was driving her to California. The children were interviewed by detectives who said there was no indication that they had been mistreated by their mother or anyone else in the home. The mother declined to press charges, and the children were released back to her custody.
I was rooting for them little dumbasses.
So basically, the mother was doing her job, being a mother.
Yeah, that's why I was hoping it was something. I was like, let them kids go. Let them, I would have said, they drove all the way out here. Go ahead.
They made it this far.
Y'all need to fill
they
up on
it,
gas.
They made it 200 miles.
Y'all gonna need some gas. Hold on, let me.
They made 200 miles. Damn.
Oh, some BS, though. Get your.
And that's a 10-year-old kid doing that, though.
What can you do? You can't even whoop them. Dang.
Yeah,
no, you can't whip. If you whip your child anymore, they call CPS.
Yeah, they really would have had to run away. Dang.
Damn.
That's cold.
I hope she whipped their ass when they got home.
I hope something happened. I ain't going to say. I'm fingers crossed.
Did you have one more?
Yes.
What you got?
I got a Taiwanese nursing home apologizes for hiring a stripper.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, please explain.
The Taiwan Veterans Home, a state-run facility for military vets, issued an apology for hiring the exotic dancer to perform for the seniors.
Hold on, what's Why? Wrong with that?
Viral footage filmed by an attendee shows one of the vets getting a handful of breasts as the stripper twerks over his wheelchair. The stripper spent 15 minutes dancing for the retired Army personnel who are at the facility dealing with dementia and other disabilities. In its apology, the home said the stripper became overzealous and just wanted the vets to feel her enthusiasm and energy.
What are you mad at her for? What is the? I don't see the problem.
I don't see the problem either.
You know, if they probably requested it. If they put
and you
in,
said they had what Alzheimer's and what else?
They had dementia and
man, this old dude don't know what's going on, and he's able to touch him some breasts.
Let him live.
He's going to forget by the time she stands up.
He, you know what, man? That's not. I think that's well deserved. I got no problem.
And for their veterans, they deserve that.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Any veteran, for that matter. I don't care what.
Yeah, all veterans should deserve that, especially the ones in Los Angeles.
I think it should be every other
Tuesday. Especially the ones in this room.
Every other Tuesday. Every especially other the ones
Tuesday,
in this room.
Get a little titty.
You know? You know, I agree with that. I'd vote
Shout
for that.
Shout out to all the vets.
I'd vote for that.
Every Tuesday. Cinema titty.
I want to become a vet now.
Yeah. Makes you want to sign up.
I want to sign up now. You said? Do you think they'll take me there?
Well, that's the only reason I signed up, so I could touch titties later. Hell no.
Oh, man. So there you go, guys. That is what's news.
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Every time you play that, it reminds me of Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
All right. So, this is the first time that you guys have played this game here. So, we're going to try it out, see how well you guys do. I think, is there one over there for you, Lyric?
What?
A little kazoo?
It's a purple one right in front
yes,
of
sir.
Me. Yeah, there you go.
For it, yeah.
So, and I think yours is right here.
Oh.
I got your red one.
Okay.
So... All right.
I don't know how to...
So basically, just think of a song, and let's see if... And play it on the kazoo, and see if we can guess it.
Oh, shit. Okay, I don't know how to... Okay, let's see how
you
to
know.
Go.
So, you know, just kind of give you an example here, whatever. I can go...
That's a YMCA?
Yeah, see, there you go.
Okay.
All right, so BW got it.
All right.
All right. So now, BW, your turn now.
Oh, okay.
See?
Oh, it didn't.
You don't. You got to hum.
Oh. I'm nervous. I'm nervous, though. Right. Yeah. I don't know how to do it.
Wow. Oh, we're going to fail at this game.
Yeah, there we are.
It's going to be a bad
game. That's
the fun
part
about it. Okay, I know the melody, but I can't.
I just love the way the fact that how he's like he's got the kazoo down now.
Oh, he's dancing. Huh?
He's and that, his head's a bopping and everything.
Yeah, he's in there, man. He's in there.
He's in the groove.
He's in his own.
He's in his own world right
but
now.
But I can't.
All right, what's this? I can't figure out either.
I give up. What is it?
What's the song?
Hey, yeah.
Okay. Oh, damn it. Yeah, okay. I can hear it now. Okay. Yeah, I can hear it now.
All right.
All right, your turn, Lyric.
See?
You hum.
Just hum it.
It ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this shit is broken.
He was laughing at me. See, I got it. You got to bob your head.
You got to bob your head.
It ain't working. For how you use this motherfucker, man.
No, you do it right. You don't blow it. Just you.
No, it ain't working.
Yeah, you don't blow. Don't blow it, just hum.
This shit is it ain't working.
Broken.
Is it broken?
No.
No, you broken.
It's brand new.
He can't kazoo.
Can't do
he
it,
can't
man.
Kazoo.
This is so. Hold on. How do you? I'm getting mad.
See, and all the people that was criticizing the Andre 3000 flute, he can't play the kazoo. That just tells you how much talent.
I just love how his cheeks are puffing up too.
He's turning red. He's sweating.
Fuck y'all. I really can't get it, yo. Like, I'm gonna be pissed off. I'm gonna try this shit all day now because I gotta get. Okay, y'all just do it. Fuck it.
All right. I got BW.
I'm trying. Yo. I can't do it. I can't kazoo. You just hum. No, I'm sounding like a dumbass. I'm quit this no more. I quit, damn it. I'm good. It ain't working. I'm trying this shit. I quit. This is set up. This is a
conspiracy.
Anybody
can give them kazoo lessons, please. Holler at
yeah, for real. Come let me know because I'm really trying this shit for real.
Yeah, you are.
Like, you're a weekly dose
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I really can't
really? Okay, wait. Let me see if
I'm
it's...
just going to hum.
Oh, let me see. Let me show you. Let's see if it's broken. All right.
That hurts.
My goddamn thing, man. So I'm just fucking with y'all. I don't feel like doing it right now. I'm just fucking with y'all.
I know how to, it's a professional now.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, all right, man.
Let's see if I can think of another
one. Come on, come on. Oh, shit.
Oh. Sound like he's drowning.
Fuck this thing, man. Y'all go ahead. Oh, I quit. Y'all go ahead.
Right. I wish you can think of another one?
Yeah, come on, come on.
All right. All right, let's see if I can think of
it. See, now they just, see, y'all don't know, but they just doing this shit to show off now because I can't do it.
Stand by me.
Yeah, there you go. Larry gets so pissed right now.
That motherfucker.
He has no tune with the kazoo.
Yo, I'm so fucking angry. I'm so fucking mad at this kazoo right now. I'm so fucking angry. Yo. Let me talk about this bullshit. I'm going to have to take this with me because I'm going to have to practice it. Because I can't. I have to do it. Like, I got to do it, man.
And we'll be doing this once a month.
Oh, shit. I'm going to come back on next time. Happy. Like, right. I did it.
Oh, my. All
right, goodness. BW, you got one more?
Oh, no, no. Hold on. I got you. I can't stop laughing. This guy.
See, that's.
Wait, is that the theme to like Sanford and Son?
No.
Oh, shoot.
All right, I'm gonna give you a hint. It's we was talking about it earlier. Talking about this person.
Snoop Dogg?
Yep. It started. That's.
All right. Go through the Snoop Dogg songs because I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out now.
Doggy Style.
No.
Newer.
Newer? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know much of his new shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sexual, Sexual Interruption.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
There it
I
is.
I had to do something from Snoop Dogg. We was there talking about go. Him, you know what I'm saying?
And
shit.
There you go.
Almost.
Lyrics almost got. So Larry's going to practice this week. So that way we can do Christmas tunes
next week.
Next month at the end of it.
He makes the kazoo look even more dumbass. It's already a funny instrument, and he makes it.
Maybe we should get him like one of those like things that go twang, 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 twang.
I'm right here, man. Oh, we should get him. They're like, I ain't here.
He need a triangle. He need the triangle. You know what?
Just give him some cowbell.
See, that's just it. Maybe we should try and get you like small instruments that you can try to see where you fit.
He needs to hit something. That's all. He needs to hit something.
Lyric tries this. You know, can Lyric
win instruments? That's what.
can Lyric play this? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Lyric and the piccolo. This year, today we have Lyric and the ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got one, man. But there you go, and that is how we kazoo overall.
Try to kazoo.
Do you kazoo?
Hey.
I often do.
Hey.
When I am blue.
Hey.
I do kazoo.
Okay.
Toot tootie too.
Hey.
Goes my kazoo.
Hey.
I will kazoo.
I like that.
Hey, how about you?
Yeah.
There you go. And Lyric will take lessons.
He that would have a kazoo theme.
Yeah, we'll get him lessons at Guitar Center or something like that. You know, there you go. Should we play the game, guys?
I'm gonna look it up on Fiverr. I'm gonna find you a kazoo teacher.
I'm dead serious. When I come back,
are we playing the game?
We're playing the game. Let's go ahead and play the game.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, and now, the game that frustrates Lyric more than playing the kazoo. Quiz me. Quiz
you.
All right, we got intern Christopher out there. He's going to be reading the questions for us. How you doing, young sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you fellas doing?
We are doing fine. Well, what'd you think of that sweet potato cheesecake?
I think it was pretty good. I mean, cheesecake isn't my normal dessert, but it was pretty good.
You liked it, huh?
I'm gonna try
some of that chocolate whipped cream on top and see how that works.
A little scoop of ice cream.
There you go, man.
All right, let's begin with question number one. All right. Charles Schwartz was the author of what famous comic strip?
Sean.
Peanuts. With a dog and yellow bird. Yeah, Peanuts. Little ding for you.
That's not Charles Schwab.
he's still upset, isn't he?
Wow.
Punk ass kazoo.
All right, question number two. All right. Tamla Records was the first name of what famous Detroit record label?
You said Death Row Records?
What was it?
No.
Tamla.
Sean.
Tamla Records. Sean.
Hitsville?
No.
Okay.
Lyric. So
Motown.
That is correct.
Yeah. I knew that one.
It's our name for Motown.
I knew that one. I think I may have some original joints from Motown from when it was the original joint before they changed it.
Because I thought it was Hitsville first, and then it went to Motown.
No. It was.
It was Tamla. Tamla Records.
It was Tamla, and then Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember outside the building it said Hitsville, USA. That's why.
That was just their slogan.
We
make hits, so boom, Hitsville
USA. USA.
Because back then they worked it out and they were producing hits around the clock.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
All right, let's move around to question number three. While Elvis was regarded as the king of rock and roll, who was often regarded as the queen?
Oh, God.
Lyric. Tina Turner.
That is correct.
Oh, dude, nice.
Good pull.
Yeah.
Question number four. Oh, yeah, look at he's doing a little bit.
Hey, man, I put music to the zoo. Yeah, goddamn right.
All right. In the movie Mean Girls, what does Lindsay Lohan's character dress up as for the Halloween party?
Oh,
so that in Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan
dresses up as what?
Monster. What monster for the Halloween party?
Brown. A zombie cheerleader.
No.
Sean. Frankenstein?
Close, but no.
Okay, then it's got to be...
The Bride of Frankenstein?
That is correct! Yeah. Oh, Lyric's on a rampage right now.
Yeah, he is.
Goddamn time.
What does Lyric have? Three right now?
Yeah, he's got three right now.
So he's got he went card.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Let's move on to question number five.
He got a cheat sheet.
So I'm looking
He's looking up how to play kazoo.
We have our year-round Robin. What year did Casablanca premiere in theater? Sean, we'll start with you.
1923.
All right. Lyric, what's your guess for what year Casablanca premiered?
1925.
Okay.
Yeah. BW?
BW.
1922.
So 22.
25.
And Sean, what was yours? 28, was it?
23.
Lyric's the closest, 1942.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We were way off there.
Yeah, you guys are way off. You were living in the past.
Way in the past.
But Lyric gets that point of being the closest. Tearing the lead with 4 points as we make it to the half.
Wow. Dig it, I can dig it, I can dig it.
Come on, fellas. You guys got to step it up. All right, question number 6. Jimi Hendrix famously played what song at the Woodstock Festival?
Brown. The national anthem.
Star Spangled Banner. That is correct. Nice job. He's on the board, people.
Chill.
That's chill. To question number 7. There's laughter. All right. Jeet Kune Do is a hybrid martial art founded by which famous martial artist?
Lyric. Bruce Lee.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, Lyric is tearing apart the game.
I've never won one before, so I'm about due.
Yeah, it's going to be a congratulations. You can have some of the sweet potato stuff later. All right, question number 8. All right. What sport has the most movies made about it?
Sean. Football.
No.
Really?
Lyric. Baseball.
No.
Wow.
Brown. Soccer.
No.
Sport?
Yeah. Yep. Sport.
Movie?
I did not stutter.
Movies?
Sport? Mm-hmm.
Brown. Basketball.
No.
Lyric. Swimming.
No.
Okay. Sean. Horse racing.
No, I'm surprised that's going on for this long.
Go ahead. You said, let's go make your guess.
Sport. Track and field.
No.
Brown.
No,
boxing. No.
Yes, that is correct. Oh. Boxing.
I did say boxing earlier.
Yeah, boxing has the most amount of films.
I just watched Big Foreman.
Really?
Netflix. Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
It was cool to watch it from
the
because
you got all the Rocky movies and then think of Raging Bull. Yeah. And
then a new Creed joins too.
So. Yeah, Creed. Oh, and then what was the one that Ricky Schroeder was in?
South Park. They had
No.
Ricky Schroeder.
Oh God.
And to think those are all the popular ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but football is second. Football is number 2 one. On
yeah,
that.
I figured that'd be up to.
All boxing, right, question number 9.
That's crazy.
The Champ. That's what it was. The Champ with Ricky Schroeder.
All right.
What song was tapped out on the giant keyboard in Big?
Oh, Chato. Wow.
Sean. Oh, shit.
Say your name?
Damn it. Hold on.
You're not getting it. 5.
Sure, no.
4. 3. 2. 1.
Damn it.
No, Brown. Brown, what you
six.
Say? No.
I forget the name of it. I know the melody, but I don't know the name of it.
Was it Chopsticks?
No. They did Chopsticks afterwards.
Lyric, are you like, you want to sing the melody real quick?
I'm trying to think of the name of the song. I don't.
Sean. Heart and Soul.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey, I got one.
All right. We move on to question number 10. All right. What common public place is also the most common street name?
Oh.
Sean. Maine.
No. Lyric, do you have a guess? Thought you shot something.
Front.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you lost.
But this is this public place is something that's pretty common around homes in general.
Common place. It's up to you, BW, right now.
Kind of a street name.
Yeah. Plymouth.
Plymouth.
Because we didn't land no Plymouth Rock.
Oh. No. You tend to take a stroll through a
lane?
Park.
Park Street?
Yep. That's Park the most Street. Common street name.
Wow.
Across the entire U.S.
Park.
I would have never guessed it.
I was going with King until he said place. I was like, Mark was a King. King everywhere. You know?
Wow. Would never guess Park Street.
I would have never said Park Street.
Well, there you go. I mean, you also got Park Roads and Parkway. Time to celebrate
the season. Well, there you go, guys. That is our After Thanksgiving show. Next week, we begin are the festivities for Christmas. That means we're going to have all of our regular traditional things that we're going to be doing for both Lyric and BW. This is going to be brand new for you guys because next week we'll be doing the dropping of the Yule log, Elvis's Christmas greeting, and even we got rare footage of Elvis even learning how to redo his Christmas greeting.
What? We dropping really? What kind of log?
The Yule log.
Oh, okay. We're dropping logs next week?
We're dropping logs.
Real bad. I ain't know how to feel about that one.
Yeah, we're dropping the Yule log next week, guys, because that begins our holiday season, officially. So we'll be dropping. Gotta drop the Yule log, baby.
Balls everywhere.
Gotta drop the Yule log. And then, of course, in the weeks to come, we'll be doing Steve Martin, Paul Simon, Silver Bells. We'll be playing Elvis. We'll be playing Old Fashioned Christmas. Twas the Night Before Christmas. Chuck Moshant's The Polar Express. And then one of my favorite songs, I've Got Some Presents for Santa. So we got all those traditions coming up for you guys in the next couple of weeks because it is the holiday season now.
We can officially start the Christmas.
Absolutely. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. X and Instagram is yourweeklydose1. You can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Brown Waters, you can look me up on any social mic. You know what I'm saying? Sketchy Budget, always there.
Yep, yep. And Lyric Johnson, a.k.a. The Lyric. Again, Sketchy Budget Entertainment. We everywhere, baby.
Low money's better than no money.
Absolutely. Yep. And if you want to follow me, Sean, on any social media, it is simply Sean R. Unplugged. Simple as that. So we will catch you guys next week. Go out, do some holiday shopping because it's out there right now. Get all the sales going on. And be good to each other, people. We'll catch you next week.
Holla.
Take care.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.